The following guest column was submitted to Aurelia Matters by Matthew Lund, president of the Simcoe North Provincial Liberals. As Ontario faces the devastating consequences of ongoing wildfires, it becomes apparent that the Doug Ford government's decision to slash the forest firefighting budget by a staggering 67%, $142.2 million according to 2019 Ontario budget, was a reckless and short-sighted move. The implications of such a drastic reduction in funding are now unfolding before our eyes, putting lives, ecosystems, and communities at risk. This column aims to highlight the grave consequences of this decision and criticize the government's lack of foresight in prioritizing public safety and environmental protection. Neglecting the warning signs. Forest fires have been an ever-present threat in Ontario, and recent years have seen a notable increase in their frequency and intensity. Despite clear warnings from experts and environmental advocates, the Ford government chose to ignore these concerns and prioritize budget cuts over effective disaster preparedness. Such neglect for the environment and the safety of Ontarians is deeply concerning and demonstrates a lack of responsible governance. Consequences of budget cuts. The ramifications of the 67% reduction in the forest firefighting budget are painfully evident as flames ravage Ontario's landscapes. With limited resources at their disposal, firefighting crews are stretched thin, struggling to contain the spreading infernos. The severity of the situation could have been mitigated with adequate funding and investment in prevention measures, early detection systems, and rapid response capabilities. Unfortunately, the government's short-sightedness has left us ill-equipped to handle these emergencies, endangering both human lives and precious ecosystems. Impact on public safety. The foremost concern in any disaster is the safety and well-being of the public. By slashing the forest firefighting budget, the Ford government has jeopardized the ability of emergency responders to swiftly and effectively combat wildfires. The lack of resources hampers firefighting efforts, leading to delayed response times and reduced capacity to control and extinguish fires. This places residents, first responders, and communities at heightened risk, leaving them vulnerable to the devastating consequences of unchecked wildfires. Environmental devastation. Ontario's diverse ecosystems, including its lush forests, are vital for maintaining biodiversity and combating climate change. However, the Ford government's budget cuts to forest firefighting exacerbate the environmental damage caused by these infernos. As fires continue to rage uncontrolled, the destruction of habitats, loss of wildlife, and release of immense amounts of carbon dioxide into the atmosphere are amplified. Such environmental devastation will have long-term consequences that cannot be reversed easily. Long-term economic impact. Beyond the immediate dangers, the Ford government's short-sighted decision carries significant long-term economic ramifications. Forest fires can have severe economic consequences, impacting tourism, agriculture, forestry, and the overall regional economy. By neglecting the prevention and mitigation of wildfires, the government risks impeding economic recovery and growth in the affected areas. The cost of rebuilding and rehabilitating devastated regions far exceeds the expense of allocating adequate funding for firefighting efforts. The ongoing wildfires in Ontario serve as a tragic reminder of the consequences of poor governance and neglect for public safety and environmental protection. The Doug Ford government's decision to cut the forest firefighting budget by 67% demonstrates a lack of foresight and an alarming disregard for the well-being of Ontarians and the preservation of the province's natural heritage. It is imperative that our elected officials prioritize the allocation of resources to adequately prepare for and respond to disasters of this magnitude. Let these devastating fires be a wake-up call, urging the government to reconsider its priorities and invest in the protection of Ontario's ecosystems and the safety of its residents. Matthew Lund, Ramara Township.